Off the Ball Rugby.
You've heard a lot of them talk about, you know, be yourself, and that's something that Andy Farrell would say on the first day of any camp, that he wants you to be yourself.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from the Ireland captain, Craig Casey, as he prepares to lead out his country for the first time. We have the latest from the Lions as they prepare to take on the Waratahs tomorrow, and Jake White is out of a job in South Africa. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Craig Casey led the Ireland captain's run for the first time today as they prepared for tomorrow's one-off test with Georgia at Tbilisi's Mikhail Meshki Stadium. With 18 caps to his name, the Munster scrum half is the third most experienced member of the Ireland starting 15, which includes two uncapped players in Tommy O'Brien and Dara Murray, while four more players will make their debuts off the bench. Casey says it's important that players like him, Ryan Baird and Jacob Stockdale show the more experienced hands how it's done.
I don't think we've changed anything for them. It's a special week for them and their families. I think it's unbelievable for them to make their first caps. It's a huge opportunity for all of us, like you said, but like it's a massive privilege for us to put on the Irish jersey at any stage. So it's a huge week for them, and it's up to the rest of us now to lay down a marker and make it a special one for them.
And Casey is all too aware of the threats that Georgia will pose tomorrow.
We're expecting them to be probably up the walls with physicality and bring their game to it. They've got some really big threats. I think their 15, Iniashvili, is a high-class player, to be fair. He's shown it in the top 14, he showed it in Europe, and they've got back row that are going to contest probably every breakdown. And I think if we're on our breakdown, we'll have a good day, but we'll have to do a lot of work there. So they'll bring their game. I imagine their fans are going to make it a special occasion for them, and they'll be delighted to have Ireland over and try and knock us off. There's a few quality players there. You've got Makava at 10, who kind of runs the ship for them, and Labanedze at 9. I've seen an awful lot of him. He's played for Georgia since he's been quite young, and he's been at a few World Cups, so he kind of runs the show very well for them. He's kind of their go-to man, and I think their right winger, excuse my pronunciation here, Abu Tabudadze, has scored 50 tries in 51 games, so they're a high quality backline, and obviously their forwards set the platform for them, but they like to do a lot of work in the broken field from their back three. So there's a lot of threats there, and we'll be all over those.
That audio courtesy of the IRFU, and a reminder of the Ireland team. Jimmy O'Brien will start at full back. There's a first cap on the right wing for Tommy O'Brien. Jacob Stockdale will start on the left, and in the centre then it's Jamie Osborne and Stuart McCloskey. Sam Prendergast and Craig Casey are the out half partnership. Jack Boyle, Gus McCarthy and Tom Clarkson are in the front row. There's a second row of Cormac Izichukwu and the uncapped Connacht lock Darren Murray. In the back row then, it's Ryan Baird, Nick Timoney and Gavin Coombs. On the replacements bench, Tom Stewart, Michael Milne and Jack Ainger will look after the front row. The latter two will be earning their first caps, as will Tom Ahern. Cian Prendergast is the other forward on the bench, while the backs are covered by Connacht's uncapped scrum half Ben Murphy, Jack Crowley and Calvin Nash. Kickoff tomorrow is at 6 p.m. Irish time. Another Munster man will be leading out the British and Irish Lions tomorrow when they take on the New South Wales Waratahs in the third warm-up game of their Australian tour. Tadhg Byrne becomes the third different skipper of the tour, directly replacing Maro Itoje both in the second row and as captain. Only Hugh Jones is retained from the team that comfortably dealt with the Queensland Reds in midweek. Finn Smith starts at out half, ending a week dominated by talk of his former England colleague Owen Farrell joining the squad as Elliot Daly's replacement. Captain Byrne gave his view of the coach's son's call-up.
I'm really excited to see him, you know, someone of his quality and, you know, his fourth line store. He's only going to bring some serious quality to the squad, so we're looking forward to inviting him in here and, getting to hang out with him. Any type of leadership is only going to enhance the squad, you know, and playing with him 4 years ago, I've seen all that leadership qualities that he brings. The quality of his talent as well. It's going to do nothing but boost his squad.
Andy Farrell says he is aware of the politics around calling up his son, based purely on the 20-month absence of Owen Farrell from the international scene. But Farrell is adamant there's no element of nepotism surrounding the Saracens fly half's call up.
Oh, look, I hope people can get past that. Like, you know, I think that's. There's been a lot of that nonsense for some time, and that was in the past. I think everyone we all just need to move on and embrace what the Lions is all about and what we've got coming ahead.
Ronan O'Gara is in Australia for that tour and gave his view on Farrell's call-up on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
From a coaching point of view, I completely understand. I get it. From his point of view, he's called an experienced number 10-12 in to add to a squad. I hope there's not an injury to Finn Russell, but maybe I'm reading too much into it. But he went off the other night with ice on his wrist.
Mm.
And I don't think there's been, obviously, it's. I think he falls into that category of a special player or potential big loss. And if he was to be ruled out of a tour, but and I have no information that he would be, but where you go from Finn Russell or Owen Farrell to Marcus Smith to Finn Smith, it's incomparable in terms of the experience that Owen Farrell has in his brain and in his body. It's his fourth Lions tours. He does it. This is meat and drink to him.
It's meat and drink to him, and to play, and yet to play devil's advocate. And
yeah, exactly. But for me, that's the way the world is at the minute. To play devil's advocate, exactly. And I can list out the negatives to it as well. He's out of form. He's last played an international 2 years ago. He hasn't played many games. His season with Racing was completely disjointed. These guys, irrespective of their age, but remember, Owen Farrell is 33. 33 is young, especially as number 10. You know, it's very, very young. It's the position you need a lot of experience in. You play well. It's not as if he's 37.
There's lots more from Ronan O'Gara, Alan Quinlan and Brian O'Driscoll on this Waratahs game elsewhere in the OTB rugby feed. A reminder of the Lions team, Hugo Keenan returns at fullback, having missed the Queensland Reds game due to illness. Mac Hansen starts on the right wing, Blair Kinghorn is on the left. There's an all-Scottish centre partnership of Hugh Jones and Sione Tuipulotu. Finn Smith and Alex Mitchell are the all-English halfbacks. There's a mixed front row then of Pierre Schoeman, Luke Cowan-Dickie and Finlay Beelam. Ty Byrne captains the team from the second row alongside Ireland teammate James Ryan. Henry Pollock will start at blindside flanker. Josh van der Fleer is on the open and Ben Arrow will start at number 8. On the bench there are three more Irish players in Dan Sheehan, Tyke Furlong and Joe McCarthy. Elsewhere there's Ellis Genge, Scott Cummings, Jack Morgan, Ben White and Marcus Smith as Andy Farrell goes 6-2. Now, some big news out of South Africa today, and that's that Jake White has been ousted as head coach of the Vodacom Bulls. The World Cup winning coach returned home in 2020 after globetrotting spells with Tonga, Montpellier and Toyota Verblitz. White won back-to-back Currie Cups in his early seasons with the Bulls, leading to him being voted South African Coach of the Year in 2021. Under White, the Bulls have reached three of the last four URC finals, most recently losing to Leinster, of course, at Croke Park last month. However, he's been the subject of a player revolt at the Pretoria club, with captain Ruan Norche and vice-captain Marcel Coetzee presenting a list of grievances to Bulls CEO Edgar Rathbone towards the end of the most recent season. Some players had reportedly threatened not to renew their contracts if White was kept on as head coach. White's parting statement contained a couple of barbs, most notably the line, "I believe that rugby is like life. You win some, you lose some. You learn as you grow. You need to be strong and courageous. And most importantly, it isn't always fair." Leinster senior coach Jacques Nienaber has been named among White's potential replacements in Pretoria, although he remains under contract to the URC winners, as does Johan van Graan, another name linked with the job. He currently, of course, is at Bath. And finally, one of White's former clubs, Montpellier, have completed the signing of Scottish scrum half Ali Price. The 32-year-old replaces Cobus Reinach at the top Catoris club and has signed a 2-year contract there. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge throughout the week. My name is Richie McCormack and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, enjoy the weekend's rugby.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Brendan, how disappointed are you?
Oh, disappointed. Very disappointed. Very disappointed.
What went wrong? Because you got off to such a wonderful start.
Yes.
Interesting. I wonder what went wrong. I have to think about it. Think about it.
Well, what did go wrong?
I have to look and think about it. Think about it deeply, very deeply.
Did it hinge in the end on a bit of genius from Cirelli Bombo?
Bit of genius, bit of magic. Cirelli Bombo, very interesting, very good, yeah. Very good. Three cheers for Cirelli Bombo, very good, very good.
What were you happy with about your side?
Oh, happy. Happy everything. Everything, very good. Very happy with my team.
But you didn't win, did you, Brendan?
Yeah, we didn't win, it's true. Yeah.
Why didn't you win?
Oh, good question, that. Very good question. When? It's important to win. It is important to win. We must try harder. Absolutely, yeah.
So you think it's a lack of effort?
Oh, lack of effort, lack of effort. Can't think it's a lack of effort. Never.
So what is it, Brendan?
What would it be? Let me think. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that one. Think about it deeply.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.